Hi, this is Brennan Davis from Bedrock Games and the Bedrock Blog, and this is my second time trying to record this. I'm going to warn you, it'll take a while to get through, so you don't have to listen to it if you don't want to. I've been doing these videos where I go through like five movies that I recommend for whatever reason, and I decided that I really needed to kind of get a refresh of all the movies that are in my collection. I have a collection of physical media. And I thought that that would be a good way for me to remember, oh, what should I recommend? Because sometimes my brain goes to like the movies that I watched more or movies that are just more well-known. And I have a lot of films in my collection that I probably don't think about all the time, but maybe would be better recommendations in some cases. There's a lot of them in here. So I have a lot in a binder of DVDs because I moved and I couldn't fit all of my cases. But I also have some of the cased ones here. So I'm just going to go through them. I'm not going to take too much time talking about each individual one because there's a lot. But if one provokes some thought, I'll get into it. So the first page here, this is a slipcase. So each page has four DVDs on each side. Jade Tiger, that's a good movie. I mean, I think that was pretty influential in Ogregate, but not like the most influential. Duel for Gold. Very influential. I highly recommend it. I think I covered it on the blog recently. Great movie. Dragon Swamp is a fun Chang Pei Pei film. It's kind of got more of an adventure vibe to it. I really liked it. I think there's a lot that you can get in terms of game content. Twinkle Twinkle Lucky Star, not Wuxia, so I won't really talk too much about that. The Mermaid, that's not really Wuxia either, so I won't talk about that. The Monkey King, I forget what year this one came out. That was decent. Was that Monkey King 2? Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a disposable entry, in my opinion. Let's see. What's the next one? The Inspectors Wear Skirts. That's a great movie, but not Wuxia, so we won't get too into that. Snow Girl in the Dark Crystal. That was a fun movie. I mean, I think I saw it twice, and I haven't really watched it since. Young Detective D, I remember being pleasantly surprised by that. Brothers 5 was a good Chang Pei Pei film. Let's see. Bride with White, nope. White-Haired Witch. Oh, that was one of the remakes. That was decent, but not my favorite. The Assassin. Now, the question is, which assassin is this? Because it doesn't say on the cover. It just says The Assassin. That might be the... That might be the Chang Cheh film, but it could be the more recent one. I don't know. I like the Chang Pei Pei one. I didn't like the one with Xu Qi. I like Xu Qi as an actress, but I didn't like the new I didn't like the more recent assassin movie. Dragon or Wuxia with Donnie Yen. That's a great film. It's a little more modern, but it's a really good movie. The 36 Chamber of Shaolin, that's a classic film. We've covered that, I think, on the podcast a bunch of times. The Web of Death is great. I love the Web of Death. Monkey King 2, again, that's sort of in the realm of recent and disposable, in my opinion. But I remember enjoying it. Ashes of Time redo. A lot of people don't like the redo, they like the original. I like the redo. I like Ashes of Time. I've gotten into it on the blog as to why, but I think it's a really good movie. I don't know that you can really extract a lot in terms of game content from it, though. So I wouldn't say, oh, rush out and see that if you're making a game or trying to do a campaign. But it's a good movie. Iron Monkey is a great film. I like Iron Monkey. Let's see here. The Wandering Swordsman. I remember liking that, I think. I think David Chang is in it. But, you know, not one of my super favorites. The Heroic Ones was really good. Death Duel is outstanding. That's an outstanding film. That definitely had an influence on Ogregate. House of Flying Daggers, I think that's a great movie, too. I like it better than Hero. And I like it better, you know, in terms of recent movies, better than films like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. There's a missing DVD here. I wonder where that one went. So the next is the four, and it's all of the four. Oh, it's only two. Maybe that was the four. Well, either way, there's the four part two and the four part three here. The four trilogy is great. Swordmaster, it's like a 2015 remake of Death Duel, I think. I think Derek Yee directed it. It was really good. I liked it. Temple of the Red Lotus, I like a lot, and I've got the whole trilogy here. So there's the Sword and the Lute, and it was the Twin Swords. Outstanding trilogy, and it's like mid-60s. It's really early for the Shaw Brothers New School, but I really like it, and it definitely had an influence, especially on things like art direction. Killer Clans is a great movie. Dragon Gate Inn, this is the original King Hu one. That's outstanding and had a huge influence. Deadful Melody, that's a really good Bridget Lin movie. Seven Swords, I wasn't as into that, to be honest with you. I mean, it wasn't bad. I just couldn't get into it as much. Some people really like it, though, so take my opinion with a grain of salt. Lady Hermit, that's an outstanding movie. House of Traps, that's very, very gameable and very good. Kung Fu Girl and Whiplash, these were kind of like lower quality Cheng Pei-Pei movies, if I remember. I didn't mind Kung Fu Girl so much, but I think I remember Whiplash being kind of a disappointment. The Dragon Creek, that's a sort of a more dramatic Cheng Pei-Pei movie. That's pretty good, but it's not really wuxia. Golden Swallow, great movie, Jimmy Wang Yu. Come Drink With Me, amazing movie, enormously influential on Wandering Heroes of Watergate. What is this movie? Oh, Raw Courage. Raw Courage was good. That's kind of a swashbuckly Cheng Pei-Pei film. I can't see what this one is. I think it's That Fiery Girl, but I could be wrong. But it's a Cheng Pei-Pei movie. Legend of the Black Scorpion, that's a really cool sort of Hamlet meets wuxia film. The 14 Amazons is great. A Touch of Zen is King Hu's masterpiece. It's not my favorite King Hu, but it's his masterpiece. It's definitely the one that you want to see eventually. Blade of Fury, I remember really liking that. I don't remember the plot too well, though, but I do remember really liking it. A Moment of Romance, that's not wuxia, but that's great, and it's got a lot of the emotional weight that you would want in a wuxia movie. Dragon Inn, so this is the new one, the one from the 90s. That was a really great movie. It had a really great cast. Jimmy Wang Yu, The Assassin, amazing movie. The East is Red, so that's like the third in the Swordsman trilogy. That's I like it a lot. The Swordsman 2 is the best, but that's still a good movie. Death Duel, so another version of Death Duel. I must have like four copies of Death Duel. Heroes Shed No Tears, that's a great wuxia movie. That one floored me when I first saw it. I had to watch it over and over again. I just couldn't stop watching it. And that one had a huge influence on Overgate. Flying Guillotine 2, I liked. What is that? I don't know. It's a Michelle Yeoh movie, I think, but I can't tell from the cover. Come Drink With Me. Again, another Come Drink With Me. The Legend of the Swordsman. So I think this was the first version of Swordsman 2 that I saw. I think it was just called Legend of the Swordsman. Let's see. A Chinese Odyssey is a great double. I think it's like a duology. I'm not sure what you call it, but it's two movies. Very influential on Overgate for sure. Kind of off the wall, so I'd recommend it with the caveat that it's a crazy Stephen Chow sort of vehicle. Mrs. K was a really good movie, but not wuxia. The Sword of Swords was great. It's been a long time since I've seen it. We're Going to Eat You was fun. I enjoyed it, but you know, it's more fun because of the title than anything else, I think. Terracotta Warrior, I really liked. I was surprised by how much I liked that movie. King Eagle, I remember liking, but I don't remember it too well. I'm sure that I was influenced by that on a number of things with Overgate. Twin Warriors, I think that might have been... I could be wrong. I think... Let me look this up. I think that is Tai Chi... Hold on. Twin Warriors. I think that's the old title of a... Yeah, that's Tai Chi Master. So that was when I... That was like an older... That's probably from... When I first got into collecting these movies, and if I mentioned this at the start of this, I apologize because I'm very forgetful. I had like a very small collection of about 8 or 10 films that I had gotten at like Suncoast and stuff like that. And so like Legend of the Swordsman would have been one of them. Twin Warriors would have been another. And I remember somebody that worked with my wife, she's Thai, she works at a Thai restaurant. But a lot of Thai people are half Chinese or full Chinese, and sometimes they're like culturally Chinese. And so the woman there was raised on a lot of movies like this, and she wanted to see my collection because my wife had told her about them. But I only had like 8 movies, and they were all like Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and things like that. And I remember she commented about how basic my collection was, that it was just like there was nothing really surprising or interesting in it. And that kind of motivated me to want to go out and get like more obscure movies and go to Chinatown to get my movies and things like that. And so this movie, when I see that, I just remember that phase of my collection. Swordsman and the Enchantress is great. It's also, I think it's based on The 11th Son. I enjoy that movie a lot. Brave Archer is made. So all the Brave Archer movies are good. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I liked it a lot when I saw it in the theater. And it definitely motivated me to want to learn martial arts, if I remember. But it's not my favorite wuxia movie, and it's not because it's bad or anything like that, but it has like this lull in the middle, like the desert sequence, and that always kind of deters me from wanting to watch it. But I think it's got some of the most beautifully shot wire work. I think that it really elevates a lot of the stuff with how poetically it's shot. But it's, you know, again, I'd be lying if I said it was like a huge influence. The Kid with the Golden Arm is great. I think I mentioned that in my previous podcast, and that's definitely good. Let's see. Warrior from Shaolin. The Vengeful Beauty is amazing. Return of the Dragon. Again, you can't go wrong with Bruce Lee, but that's not quite wuxia. But Return of the Dragon is, and again, the titles got all messed up, but that's the one that's set in Italy. It was really good. Game of Death is an interesting Bruce Lee movie that was made after he died from salvaged footage. We covered it on the blog, on the podcast. The thing that's interesting about that, and again, it's not really relevant to Ogre Gate or anything, but the thing that's interesting about that movie is how it sort of reveals the promise of what could have happened if Bruce Lee had lived, I think, because you really see, like, in the introduction sequence, it's kind of clear if you like watch Enter the Dragon, then you watch that. Oh, he was going to be doing like these James Bond like martial arts movies, and it would have been an amazing leg of his career. The Curse of the Golden Flower, that's a really cool movie. House of Flying Daggers is also there. I prefer House of Flying Daggers of like the three movies of like Hero, House of Flying Daggers, and Curse of the Golden Flower. But Curse of the Golden Flower is a really interesting movie with some just bizarre moments in it, too. John Woo the Killer, that's a great movie. But again, not quite wuxia. Swordsman Part 1, it's a good movie. But again, here I have Swordsman 2 and the Swordsman 3. Swordsman 2, Legend of the Swordsman, is just an amazing movie. And Swordsman 3 is also great. The first Swordsman movie is good, but it's just not quite as impressive to me as the last two. Avenging Eagle is a great movie and very influential on Ogre Gate. Reign of Assassins is a really good, more recent movie. It's got Michelle Yeoh in it. I would definitely recommend it. I think we recommended it on our Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades list, and yeah, it's a great movie. Let's see. Return of the One-Armed Swordsman, that's a good movie. Blood Brothers was a great movie. Five Deadly Venoms is a classic. Okay, I got some Kill Bills here. Those are good movies too. We covered those on the blog. Fist of Fury is a great movie with Bruce Lee. Flying Guillotine, I love the Flying Guillotine movies. Hugely influential on, like, all of the Flying Guillotine movies were very influential on Ogre Gate. The Brave Archer, so all the Brave Archer movies, you know, they're sort of Condor Heroes storyline. I think we've covered them a lot on the podcast and stuff. They're great. I highly recommend them. Jet Li Legend is good. Let's see. What else do we have here? Sentimental Swordsman is good. Killer Constable, very influential on Wandering Heroes of Ogre Gate. Snake in the Eagle's Shadow is one of my personal favorites. It's more in the realm of a kung fu movie, but I still think that it has a lot of beats that work really well in a wuxia campaign. The Bride with White Hair 2 is a very gameable sequel to The Bride with White Hair. Journey to the West, The Demons Strike Back. I remember that not impressing me as much as Journey to the West Conquering the Demons. Let's see what's next. I can't read all these. The Golden Sword, that's a Chang Pei-Pei movie. Chui Hark's The Vampire Hunters, that was a cool movie. That's definitely good if you want to do something involving, you know, like vampires and stuff. What the hell is that? I can't... Okay, this is obviously a wrong translation. I don't know what this one is. I don't know what that one is. Magic Blade. Some of these have, Chinese characters on them and like a symbol, and I don't know. So they're out of their cases, so I don't know until I put them in the DVD player, unfortunately. Magic Blade is great. That's the new Chinese Odyssey. That was awful. The part three or whatever, it was terrible. Bodyguards and Assassins was good. The Battle Wizard, I did not like that movie. A lot of people do. It's weird. It's interesting. White Dragon, I remember being kind of charming. I mean, it's not a great movie, but I remember kind of liking it. I like the love story in it. A Chinese Ghost Story is outstanding and very influential on Wandering Heroes of Golden Gate. The Delightful Forest is a great movie and hugely influential on Wandering Heroes of Golden Gate. Drunken Master, it's a good movie. I recommend it, but I actually prefer Snake and the Eagle Shadow. Game of Death 2 is really awful. Journey to the West, Conquering the Demons, that's a really good movie. I'm going to include that on one of my lists upcoming. It's a Stephen Chow movie. It's got Chu Chi in it. It's when I recommend it to people who don't like Wuxia, they love it. When I recommend it to people who do, they love it. I'm sure there are some people who don't like that movie, but I think it's a really good movie. Another copy of A Chinese Ghost Story. Mr. Vampire 2 is great. I think that's the one that's got like the little kid vampire in it. The Villainous, that's a Korean movie. That was really good, but not Wuxia. Yes, Madam is a great movie, but again, not Wuxia. Painted Skin with Donnie Yen, that was a really good movie. Another copy of A Chinese Ghost. I got a lot of Chinese ghost stories in here for some reason. Mr. Vampire 4, I remember liking that. I don't know if that was the one that had the Western vampire in at the end. I can't remember. Painted Skin, King Hu's Painted Skin, that was good. A Sonny Chiba movie. Jade Dagger Ninja was a lot of fun. I remember really liking that. Boxer's Omen is crazy. Don't eat anything before you watch that one. I think it's set in Thailand. I know there's like a Thai boxer in it. But it's like a black magic movie. Very crazy. The Guillotines. I think that was the remake of Flying Guillotine. It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't as good as the original, but it was good. Flying Swords of Dragon Gate. I love that movie. I mean, it has a lot of CG. But I definitely enjoy it. And it had a big influence on Wandering Heroes of Orgy. I mean, the game is basically using that as a model for its title. Journey of the Doom, that was one of the worst movies I ever saw. My Young Auntie, that's a really good movie starring Cara Hoy. Burning Paradise, that was a good movie. Butterfly Sword, that's good if you want to see Michelle Yeoh in a Wuxia film. It has some boring moments, but it has some great moments. And a lot of the great moments definitely influenced Ogre Gate. But it's not like the first movie that I would recommend. It's definitely a movie that you should see if you're into the genre and you're looking for stuff to watch. But it has some boring bits, I would say. City on Fire is great, but not Wuxia. The Emperor and the Assassin is a good movie, but it's kind of a little bit out of genre. Dumplings is a good movie. A little out of genre, but you might want to see it if you're doing Strange Tales of Song Ling. Chinese Ghost Story 2 and 3... The sequels are just as good as the original, in my opinion. Let me rephrase it. The original, I think, is a perfect movie. The sequels are, you know, nearly perfect. They're a little bit more rough around the edges, but I think that they're outstanding movies. It's just the first one is so good, I would want to put that one a little bit higher. The Killer Snakes, I love that movie. Not Wuxia. The director's a madman. If you can imagine like Taxi Driver with killer snakes, like I don't know how to describe it. It combines horror and Taxi Driver perfectly. I think it's an interesting film, and it influenced Strange Tales of Songling for sure. So, you know, it's worth it for that. Legend of the Bat, that was a pretty cool movie. That's got some very interesting things going on in it. And it influenced a lot of the stuff that happened in my campaigns more than in the rule book itself. The One-Armed Swordsman is an impeccable Cheng Che film. The Green Dragon Inn I remember liking, but I have to watch it again. It's been a while. The Enchanting Ghost is a very good movie. And influential on Strange Tales of Songling. Mr. Vampire is outstanding. Painted Skin, The Resurrection, I actually like better than Painted Skin. I'm going to cover that in another video. Shifu versus Vampire, that's actually a really good movie. It's kind of like an off-the-wall film, but I liked it. The Bride from Hell is a fun movie. Holy Flame of the Martial World, amazing. Gonzo, Wuxia. I definitely took a lot of influence from that movie and movies in that style. Shaolin Drunkard is not necessarily my favorite movie. New Mr. Vampire was good. Seeding of the Ghost is pretty crazy. Let's see. The Monkey Goes West is good if you like Journey to the West type stuff. It's like a more old-fashioned one. I was talking about it on my podcast the other day. Green Snake is great. You could probably game some elements of it, but there's worse versions of that story that have been done recently that are more gameable, but not as good as Greensnake. I like the movie Greensnake. The Kara Hui version of Chinese Ghost Story, it wasn't bad. It's just that you're comparing it to the original, which is amazing. Zen of Sword. What's this next one here? I can't read it. Oh, is that the Chinese Ghost Story also? I think that's another copy of the new Chinese Ghost Story. I could be wrong. Heroes of the East was great. The Miracle Fighters was okay. Heaven and Hell I like, but it's a weird movie. It's definitely got flaws, but I really like Heaven and Hell. I think it's this kind of crazy venture out of hell type film. The Cave of the Silken Web I like. That's part of the Monkey Goes West thing. It was good. Raging Phoenix, that's a Thai movie. That's really good, but not Wuxia. Lady Whirlwind, that's a great movie. What's this one? I can't read it. I think that's Princess Iron Fan. That's also part of the Monkey Goes West thing. That was good. Hex, unbelievable, but again, more giallo. Exorcist Master. I vaguely remember this one. I'm not saying that it's not good or not or bad or whatever. I vaguely remember it, but I'd have to watch it again to rank it. Vampire Cleanup Department was actually a very interesting film. I enjoyed that movie. What is this one? Daughter with Kara Hui. That was pretty scary, I thought. A lot of people kind of panned it as like a Exorcist ripoff or something, but I really liked it. Again, not Wuxia. Rigor Mortis, that was one of the scarier Chinese horror movies I've seen. Intimate Confessions of a Chinese Courtesan, that is an outstanding movie. Royal Warriors with Michelle Yeoh, that's great, but not Wuxia. Duel of the Century was good, not my favorite, but good. The Heroic Trio, that is, I think that's a really good movie. I also have Executioners, which is the sequel, and I see I have another copy of Heroic Trio just to show you how much I like it. It's Anita Moy, Maggie Cheung, and Michelle Yeoh. It's more in the realm of superheroes. It's kind of, I don't know, to me it still feels a little, it's modern, but it has a lot of stuff that kind of feels a little bit like Wuxia, so I think you can really draw on it for a campaign. But if I had to compare it to like an American media, I'd say it's more like Ninja Turtles. Like there's not like mutated turtles in it or anything, but the vibe is kind of similar to Ninja Turtles to me for some reason. But I really like it, and I think that all three of them are great in it in terms of the physical performances. Shaolin Intruders, Legendary Weapons of China is amazing, Deadly Breaking Sword, Shadow Whip, I love the Shadow Whip with Cheng Pei-Pei. Faster Blade, Poisonous Darts. I remember really liking it, but it's been a while since I've seen it. I can't read this next one. Oh, Dance of Death. I think that's an Angela Mao movie. That was not... Sometimes she was... Like, she was... She deserved to be in many better movies than she was in, and that's one of the ones that sort of reminds you of that, because it felt like she wasn't in... She wasn't in the best hands in terms of how they captured her performance. Moon Warrior's a good movie. A lot of people like it way more than I do. I still like it, but it's not my favorite. I can't read this one. Moonlit Sword and Jade Lion. I think I like that one. Brotherhood of Blades 1 and 2. I liked Brotherhood of Blades. I know we covered it on the podcast, but it's been a long time since I saw those movies. But I remember really liking them. The Coolie Killer Knot, Wuxia, The Bride with White Hair, one of my favorites, maybe my favorite. Bridget Lin, outstanding. The Fatally Khan, what's this one? Wing Chun. I don't know if that's I think that's the new Wing Chun. I think that's the one where Cara Huai is the teacher. I'm not sure. The original Wing Chun with Michelle Yeoh is great. That one's really good too. And unfortunately, the actress who plays Wing Chun in it, I think, died pretty tragically. I think she was murdered. It was really disappointing because I remember seeing that movie, and you could tell that actress had like star power, like on the level of like Bruce Lee or Cara Huai, somebody like that. And it was really disappointing to find out that she died very soon after. Legend of the Drunken Master. I think that's a sequel to Drunken Master. That's a really good movie in terms of the fight choreography, but I prefer the first one. And then we have a movie that's got a picture on it, but I can't place it based on the picture alone, so I don't know what it is. Legend of the Mountain, that's a great movie that's very influential on Strange Tales of Songling. But I've probably talked a lot about that in Raining of the Mountain lately, so I will go to the next movie, which is Lover's Blades, which I highly recommend. That was one that I hadn't heard about when I saw it. It had everything that I liked. Pretty influential on Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades. Another copy of The Shadow Whip, which again, I love that movie. The Fatally Khan. I might have had another copy of it in here, but this is looks like the Blu-ray version. That's a really good movie. Clan of Amazons is good. Bride with White Hair 2 is, I probably mentioned this earlier, is not as good as the first one. The first one is maybe my favorite Wuxia movie, but the second one is more gameable. You will get more gaming inspiration out of that, and it's a great adventure movie. The Blade, that's an amazing movie. It's kind of like The One-Armed Swordsman, and it's set in historical China, but it's set in a chaotic period, it looks like, and so it feels a post-apocalyptic. I really like it. It's very gritty. It gets into themes of like what is, you know, the nature of man and how animalistic are people. It's actually kind of scary, not because it has horror elements, but because it gets into those kind of themes, and it does it in a way that feels very, I don't know, just very jarring. Like, I remember being affected by that movie. What's this movie? I can't read it. Hold on. Oh, The Phantom Killer. That was a good movie, but not really related to what we're talking about. A Better Tomorrow is a really good movie. It's a John Woo movie. Bat Without Wings is outstanding. Kind of disturbing backstory, if I recall. It's really cool though in terms of like campaign ideas and stuff like that. And if I remember, Gu Feng plays the bad guy, kind of looks like a member of KISS in it. It was really good. I liked it. Hard Boiled is great, but not quite in the genre that we're discussing. Last Hurrah for Chivalry, that's an outstanding John Woo movie. I think it's his only, no, I think he did Reign of Assassins too, but it's like one of his only Wuxia movies, if I remember. I could be wrong on that, because it depends. I think he did Red Cliff also. I don't know if people consider that Wuxia or not. But Last Hurrah for Chivalry, number one, it's got this great intro music, which I think really, really works. I think that with Wuxia, it's like spaghetti westerns. You really need that music to kind of set the tone and to get your blood rolling. And The Last Hurrah for Chivalry has one of the best opening themes I've ever heard. And it's got a great theme of brotherhood. And the villain is so despicable. He's just so awful. He's like the character, like, it's a totally different character, but Ginger from Casino. It's just like one of those characters that you just want to keep hating. But the actor is, you know, doing a great job of making you want to hate them. Last Hurrah for Chivalry. And also I love like the end, if I remember, they both kind of have to infiltrate the bad guys, estate, and it just kind of has, I don't know, there's just it's a really cool sequence. Legend of Liquid Sword, I remember liking. Bolt of the Head was good. Mulan, so that's the 2009 version. I liked that. I thought it was good. It wasn't very influential on the games or anything, but that's a good movie. Shaolin Mantis, I think that was David Chang, was it? Let me look that up. I want to make sure. But I remember liking Shaolin Mantis. I thought it kind of had a nice, how can I put it? It's similar to like Snake in the Eagle Shadow, where the beats work really well for like how a martial hero would gain their martial arts abilities and develop a technique. But I want to make sure it was David Chang that I'm not mistaken. It's easy for me to sort of get these things confused. Yep, no, it was David Chang. Again, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but it was a very influential. It's one of those kind of movies. And it was a fun movie. It just wasn't, you know, it's not like a 10. I don't want to give people the wrong idea, but it's a good movie. Kung Fu Hustle, obviously a great movie. Magic Blade, amazing movie. We've covered it so much, I'll just move on. Magnificent Bodyguards, that's a Jackie Chan film. That was one of the like very early entries in my DVD collection. I remember getting that one at Suncoast, like, I don't know, over 20 years ago now, I think. Well, yeah. Maybe 25 years ago, 26 years ago. I don't know how long it's been. I don't even know if that DVD still works. But I do remember that it was cropped all funny. And I think we covered it on the podcast. I don't know if I watched it on the DVD, though, or if I watched it on Amazon, because this is a really old DVD. But it's got like the Star Wars music in it. It's kind of an early Jackie Chan film, and it's got like a Gulong vibe to it. I don't know if it was based on Gulong material, but it feels like it. Eight Diagram Pole Fighter, Lau Kar Lung's masterpiece, in my opinion. I mean, that and My Young Auntie. I mean, he's got so many that are great. So now that but Eight Diagram Pole Fighter and My Young Auntie are probably my two favorite Lau Kar Lung films. And that one is so emotional at the end because Alexander Fu Sheng died during the filmmaking, and it feels, even if it wasn't intended, it feels like that emotion is present in the finale. The Enchanting Ghost is great. The Thundering Sword is great. Tai Chi Master is an amazing movie. It's, again, one of my favorite wuxia films. Michelle Yeoh and Jet Li are in it. Corpse Mania, really weird movie, I'm not going to lie. That's a very strange movie. I like the director, though. He did a lot of stuff like Hex and things like that. Human Lanterns, very influential on Wandering Heroes of Bogey Gate, and also influential on the Heads of Waterfall Bay adventure in Strange Tales of Songling. Police Story 2, I like all the Police Story movies, but my favorite is the first one and Part 3, which is the next movie in the collection. Royal Warriors, again, that's great. Vengeance is a Golden Blade, I don't remember that too well. I'd have to watch it again. And that's the end of my binder movie. So I'm going to make a lot of noise while I zip this up and I get my remaining case films. And again, I apologize if this is sort of like a very long-winded and meandering video, but it's kind of hard for me to go through this case and speak in the mic. All right, so let's get the first round of films here. So the first one is Detective D, The Four Heavenly Kings. I forget which sequel this was, but again, the first one is the best. This was entertaining, but the first one is the best. Another copy of Chinese Ghost Story. Strange Tales of... Oh, this is Strange Tales from the Chinese Studio. It's a drama. I remember liking some of it, but it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. I hoped it was going to be better, but I guess, you know, it was like a 40 episode drama series that sort of, I don't know. I wasn't super into that one. The Legend of the Demon Cat is really good. I was surprised because a lot of the newer movies I don't like as much. This one was gorgeous. It really gave you a sense of place. It had an amazing story. I love this movie, and I'm usually very critical of newer movies. What is this? Zoo Warriors of the Magic Mountain. outstanding movie. This is like a really good version of it too. For the longest time, I had a really crappy version, and this one really brings the beauty of it to life. This movie, if I remember, it's the one that inspired John Carpenter to do. I should know the name of the movie. Hold on, why am I blanking? You have to forgive me in my old age. This is a movie that is like a sin to forget too. Big Trouble, Little China. That's it. Big Trouble, Little China. Inspired him to do Big Trouble, Little China. The Jade Raksha. That's a really good movie. I've covered that a lot. The original Dragon Inn. This is a really good copy. This is the Eureka version. I really like this one. Let's see. Finger of Doom. I had to get this on, video CD, which is like the worst possible format to watch a movie on. I really hope that I can get like a proper Blu-ray or DVD version of it at some point, because I like that movie a lot. Bloody Parrot, same thing, video CD. Great movie, but very crappy physical version of it. I had these things in my our new TV stand. They've got wood dust all over them. Hopefully that won't affect everything. Legend of the Mountain, that's a really good King Hu film. I think I covered it already. Wing Chun with Michelle Yeoh, that's great. Again, I apologize for all the doubles, but that's kind of the nature of things. Duel to the Death, that's an outstanding movie. That, it's just I don't know. It's got ninjas. It's got samurai. It's got some really gonzo element. To me, this is. I mean, I don't. I'm sure there are other movies that predate this one that are that people could point to, but this is the one that my mind goes to when I think of like the difference between like 70s wuxia films and like 80s and 90s wuxia films. This is like, for me, kind of like ground zero of that. Hero, that was a really good movie. It's not my favorite. I actually fell asleep the first time watching it, but I like Hero. It's just that I had to be persuaded to give it a second try before I realized it was decent. Master of the Flying Guillotine is a great movie, and it's a really weird movie too, but it's a one-armed boxer movie and a flying guillotine movie, so you really can't go wrong with it. And it's got the most bizarre soundtrack. It just works. It's a really, the villain is so ominous in that one. The Angela Mao Ying Collection, this has a lot of good movies. Let's see, the best ones on it, in my opinion, are The Tournament, When Taekwondo Strikes, and Broken Oath. She's got, Hapkido is a really good movie of hers as well. The When Taekwondo Strikes, the transfer on this isn't that great. The Himalayan I remember being okay, but not so great. The Queen's Ransom I was not a big fan of, and Stoner I was not huge into either. Another version of Come Drink With Me, that was great. Let me get some more of these up here. So The Bride from Hell, again, good movie. The Thousand Faces of Dunjia, I think I really didn't like this movie. I can't remember exactly, but I think I really didn't like that. Legend of the Mountain, again. This is the new Legend of Zoo movie. That was good, but it's not as good as the original. Sorcerer and the White Snake, that's a pretty cool movie. I mean, it's got a lot of flaws to it. It's not like a perfect movie by any stretch, but it's got a lot of gameable content in it. It's definitely worth checking out if you're a GM. Sword Stain with Royal Blood, the complete series. What was this, 2000 something? I forget when this one came out. 2007, I think. This was, I like this, but I thought that the actor in it had really low energy, and I remember him bringing me down. Like, I don't know if it was me or him, but I remember watching this and being like, this guy is making me like feel exhausted watching this movie. And normally that's not how I react to those kind of things. This is, I think, the 90s Return of Condor Heroes. It was good. If you can get Return of Condor Heroes in English, get it. It's good. Valley of the Fangs was decent. The Enchantress was a really cool movie. I remember really liking that. Let's see. We got The Legend of Condor Heroes. I think this is the 80, what was it? The early 80s version. It's got like the best theme song. That's what I know. Intimate Confessions of a Chinese Courtesan. That is a great movie. Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom Flame, that is really worth watching. I think it still holds up. The who was it? Choi Hark, Karina Lau as Empress Wu was just outstanding in this one. She's so I don't know, she's perfect for that role. This was a great movie. Again, it's Choi Hark, so there's like a lot of what do you call it? There's like a lot of CGI and stuff, but I think it does that at a fairly high level, and the action still looks really good. All right, so we got Raining in the Mountain, which I've covered, another version of Raining in the Mountain. This is Return of Condor Heroes 2006, but the cover just says Condor Hero, but it's Return of Condor Heroes 2006. This is, to me, this is like the version that I really like. I know it's not everybody's favorite, but I really like this version. I love the opening theme song, which makes a big difference for me. And I don't know, I just really like this one. Okay. This is a really good series. This is the Heaven Sword Dragon Saber. I think it was 2003. It's got Elvis Shui in it, or Elvis Shui. I can't remember how you pronounce his name. This was a really good... Oh, it says... Yeah, no, I think it was 2003. I can't remember the year, but it's really good. And this was hugely influential as well. If there were two series that really influenced me in terms of the game, the 2003 Heaven Sword Dragon Saber, the 2006 Return of Condor Heroes. Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires is great. The Eagle Shooting Heroes, 2008. I think this was the one that like changes the ending. I'm pretty sure. And it's definitely like, I can see why that would piss people off. But I have to say, I think Ariel Lin played Huang Rong, and I remember really liking her in that role. And Life Gamble, that's a really cool movie. That had a huge influence on The Golden Way, if people know what that is, from The Sons of Lady 87. And that's the collection. I managed to get it in 40 minutes, which I think was a pretty good time. I had to go through everything, so I didn't really get a chance to talk about everything. I'm going to do more of the top five videos for various themes, and so we'll get into that. And until next time, I will talk to you later.